Is there a theology in allness and oneness and truth? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, with Absolute Philosopher. Is there a theology in allness and oneness and truth? We all are theologians. We all are deep thinkers. We all are people who think beautiful, deep, consequential thoughts, because beautiful, deep, and consequential thoughts are all that we know how to do. And when we start talking about the allness, the oneness, and truth, we're talking about pretty heavy stuff. Or is it? Let's take the word ness away from all. And what do we have? All. Now, do you know all? Do you know all as a essence, as an whatever? Well, nobody does. Nobody does. We don't know all, and yet we use the term. Now, do you know one without the ness? Do you know one? Well, I am one. Yeah, but you're one of many. No, yeah, yeah. No, I'm one. Yes, but you're one of many. Well, all right, I'm one of many. So, what happens when I'm one of many? Well, as one of many, you are not one. You are all, and you are the group. But I am one. I'm unique. I'm special. If I weren't here, as far as I'm concerned, the world would stop. Yes, now you're getting to the essence of one. And what is truth? Truth? Truth is that which is forever the same, never changing, always the same. Well, what is truth? Can human concepts and human attitudes be truth? Are they ever changing? Yes, they are. They're ever changing. They're always being different. Well, how can you do something about that? Well, I can't. Well, what do you mean you can't do something different than having truth and humanness as a comparable concept? Well, the only thing that stands up in truth is principle. The only thing that stands up in truth is that which is the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And the only thing that's the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore is principle. And truth and principle are one. And so, if I say, tell the truth, well, I say, tell the principle. What is the principle? Well, the principle is that all is. Oh, there's another big word, is. All is. And what does it mean, all is? Well, when we say all is, we're saying all exists. All has existence. And if we say all has existence, what do we mean by all has existence? Do we mean that everything that we see in the universe, everything that we know as a human being, has existence? That's correct. Now, does it have immortality? Well, that's another point. Does truth have immortality? Oh, yes. Does principle have immortality? Oh, yes. Do human virtues and human attitudes have immortality? No, they're constantly changing. What may be right today is not necessarily right tomorrow. It may be right to use fossil fuels today, and tomorrow there are no more, and so we use other type of fuels. Well, was it wrong to use the fossil fuels? It wasn't wrong, and it wasn't right. It was just an is. And using the fossil fuels serves a very good purpose. Now, if I can think in the allness of all, oh, there I am with the all again. If I can think of the allness of all as a principle, and then I think, okay, now the earth has gone through many cataclysmic changes, and the tectonic plates moved across the face of the earth, and they're moving even today. This is what causes many of the earthquakes and many of the cataclysmic experiences of volcanoes and so forth that we know about. And these are the constant changing surface of the earth, even though we are living in the now, and it seems like our now is a long, long time, millions and millions and millions of years. But in geological time, millions of years is but a snap of your finger, and not even a snap of your finger. It's the shortest thing you can imagine. And the tectonic plates moving along, seemingly so slow, on geologic time, they move quite rapidly. And the face of the earth changes. And so the fossil fuels that we have today are used up. Well, tomorrow, new fossil fuels will be created as the tectonic plates move over the forested areas and move over these other areas and put them underground and put them under pressure and create new fossil fuels over the geologic time. And there we start thinking very differently again. Now, oh, what happened to mankind? Where'd he go? Well, he went like all things go. And did he come back? Mankind never died, never was born. Mankind is an idea. And that idea is the idea of the creative cause, which we are. Now, when we can think in such grand terms as the geologic time, what are we thinking of? Once again, we're only thinking of a small segment of isness, a small segment of timelessness and time. We are thinking of the principle, and we are thinking of the non-principle. We are thinking of why do these things take place in this way, and we're also thinking what difference does it make. They do take place that way. That's part of the program, part of the scheme. It's the scheme for an egg and a sperm to get together and create a life form, and for that life form to come up as an animal or a human being. And the human being grows from childhood to young adult to maturity, and it could live forever. But the being, the human, has a brain, and in that brain, the brain tells the being that it has so many years to live. And constantly the brain gets new information that we can live forever, that we can do these things. And the old ideas die slowly, that we are going to die. And the new ideas that we are immortal come along slowly too. Now, they don't have to be slow. Once we put our attention on principle, once we put our attention on the perfection that we are, then we know the theology of allness, of oneness and truth. And it's quite an exciting adventure to know these beautiful thoughts. We can only begin to touch upon them, because each one of us has to dwell upon them in our own relative frame of reference. And the day that we move from our relative frame of reference to the infinite frame of reference, to the absolute frame of reference, the moment we move from the relative to the absolute, then all of the things that we thought were so important on the relative level cease to be, and we dwell in principle. And then the principle is this what we choose to do or not choose to do? Now, the principle will always be that we have the choice, that we can use the principle in a positive or a negative way. And better it would be to say we can use the principle in one way or another. And all things, when they're relative, they have positive and negative. All things, when they're absolute, they're just all things. And there's neither relative attitude of positive or negative. All just is. And this is the beauty of our life. All just is in our life. We have the opportunity to have the greatest theology in the world. And the greatest theology of the world is the knowing that I am principle. I am allness. I am oneness. I am truth. And when I know that, and when I understand that, then life takes on a whole different complexion. And all the seriousness goes away. And I live in that wonderful sense of principle, the sense of love and peace and joy, goodness, right action, and truth. Thanks for joining me on this excursion as the Absolute Philosopher into the theology of our own thought, of my thought. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.